Okay, so you move out of the tropics, and then what do you do? How do you write about landscape when you live in a major defense complex? I went from Baton Rouge to San Diego, and it's taken a long time to get that voice. In general, the poems that I write out of that place, my friends on various coasts like very much, editors on various coasts like them very much, and people in Montana hate them. So now you're going to get to hear a few of them. this is called Because the Body is Not a Weapon. A few years ago, we had a fiction position open, and I wanted to hire Toni K. Bambara, so I called her. She'd just moved from Atlanta to Philadelphia to be in a more vital black community. And she said, I was living in La Jolla, and she said, well, tell me about your black community. And I said, well, let me put it to you this way. Where I'm living, even being a brunette puts me in the minority. So I'm not so sure about our black community. But anyway, because the body is not a weapon. In this town of date palms and expensive pastry, everyone wears pastels. Everyone owns a sports car and speeds. I leap with blondes in a gymnasium of steely leotards. No one speaks to me. No one catches my eye. I eat ill-conceived Mexican takeout, pasty beans with chopped beef. In my dreams, all the creeps of my life call me. I swear the only person who spoke last week had 3-inch toenails curled over his sandals. Oh, yes, and at the grocery, a little girl in coveralls studies me when I smile. You're not my mother. She kicks her thick legs through the cart rails. You're not my mother. Still, I pass lightly as a dust diamond through my pink sea cottage. And how should I take this omen? Stalled in traffic, a van of boys barks at me. 12 years old, they lick the windows. They moon their half-formed buttocks. They wiggle their shell-like genitals. Do I laugh? Have I become a foreign country?